When it comes to scents, you should pick ones that smell like, well, you. Target gets it, which is why they offer a range of personal care products with fragrances for everyone. Be true to floral you with Dove Peony and Rose Body Wash. Live your fresh life with Degree Ultra Clear Deodorant. Express your decadent side with Love Beauty and Planet Coconut Shampoo. This spring, choose care that brings you joy beyond labels. Pick up new favorites at a Target near you or online at Target.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to the Goons Podcast. Welcome back.
That actually scared me.
We are the fourth podcast on the sun, rated on the sun.
Yep.
Three ahead of us.
I'm a limp dick.
Go to podcast.sun.spotify.gov. Rate us so we can get higher than
Obama's favorite podcast and Coco Melon, those sons of bitches.
Yeah, Coco Melon's number one on the sun. Fucking goddamn Coco Melon!
You know that not even that long ago, they thought people lived on the sun? They thought there was humans on every planet.
They thought sun was the god.
They thought the sun
was Jesus.
They thought the sun had like a hot layer on the outside and then a layer of clouds to protect them, and then underneath like a solid core where people walked around and stuff.
Man,
they literally used to murder babies to appease the sun.
That's not that wild of an idea.
They used to kill children. They used to sacrifice children so that it would rain.
Because
they thought the sun was a god.
Yeah, and if we stop doing that, it won't rain anymore.
You're talking about like 4,000 years ago. I'm talking like 200 years ago.
Oh, well, fucking fuck Mayans, dude.
Any Mayans listening to this podcast? Sorry about that.
I was taking a sippy poo.
I think we're safe from the Mayans.
A sippy poo from soup.
The Mayans are retarded, all right?
They were fucking stupid.
They said the world was going to end in 2012. Nothing happened.
Nothing.
Fucking, they don't know shit. They don't even know how to make a calendar.
In all fairness, we kind of misinterpreted what they... They
no,
just
it's
didn't.
Their fault.
No, they didn't speak English. They're retarded.
I think that their calendar, they just didn't. They didn't continue making the calendar after 2012. I think that's why we thought it would be the end of the world.
Dude, for real? Are you serious?
That's what people call. You're so high right now. I'm so high on fentanyl.
Bro, I won't do what you're smoking.
I just swallowed a fucking lava lamp. I'm so high.
Actually, somebody in our comments told us that...
Swallow a lava lamp?
Chubby, what's his name? Chubby Emu?
Who the fuck are you talking about? Chubby
the
Emu?
The doctor guy that's like,
Nick Akata,
this person drank 3 gallons of their mom's piss in 4 days. Here's what happened to their liver.
Oh, me?
That guy. No, what?
What happened to their liver?
There's a YouTuber.
Yeah, me.
I'm going to kill myself right now.
I want to have sex with you consensually.
What is his channel? I'm finding it.
I don't want it to be consensual.
Chubby Emu.
Me.
It is. Wait, is it? Yeah. He did a video. He used to be a doctor, or at least knows doctor knowledge things. And he did a video on what happens if you drink a lava lamp.
What would happen?
You know,
yeah, what happens?
I don't know. Do you want me to watch the full 20-plus minute video right now?
Sure.
Please,
let's
no.
just guess what would happen.
Probably, I think your mortgage would become lower. You'd probably start becoming less depressed, I would guess.
I think you would become
the
lava
lamp.
Your fingernails and your toenails would flourish.
I think all your investments would go up by 300,000%.
Mm-hmm. I think you'd turn into muck from Pokemon.
Pokemon?
Okay. We're up here on this mindset, like way up here. You're way down here on your mindset.
I'm being realistic, bro.
You need to knock it up a couple notches.
You're on some real virgin bullshit right now, dude.
Yeah, dude. You're being little bit of a Debbie Downer,
okay,
unfortunately.
Okay, it fixed the relationship with my father, okay?
You're being a Doobie Downer.
Let me show you my clam, sweetie. My snatch is stinky. Listen, I ain't showered since 1974, all right? You want this pussy or what? I smoke a pack a day.
Sounds like a Big Mouth character.
I fucking hate that show.
I've seen one episode and I didn't watch it, but I understand that it's just all Nick Kroll.
I just didn't know what was going on.
Yeah,
I was
also
extremely intoxicated when I watched it. So
that's the only time you can ever watch that show is when you're really fucked up with friends. It's just about kids.
I'm not a huge Nick Kroll fan, so
it's just about kids going through puberty. It just is kind of weird. It's like I don't care about this.
Not immersed.
Isn't that kind of how Drake and Josh was?
Dross? Yeah, but I was also a kid.
Shut up. Why can't you guys Drake just go with it? Why can't you just push the fucking typo away? The human speaking typo.
Why'd you talk like the Joker there?
In a society, I make typos.
You want to know how I got Down syndrome, Batman?
You know what it's like to have a speech impediment?
Yeah. I have a southern accent.
That's not really.
Yeah, that is true.
Wow.
You say Lose diddy. Fucker. I love when you say diddy instead of daddy. Diddy.
I don't say diddy. I hate people say diddy. I'm like,
my diddy.
Are you talking to Diddy Kong?
Me and my diddy tag team.
Me and my Diddy Kong went to Donkey Kong Banana Paddler.
Do you think e-girls in the Donkey Kong universe call their boyfriends diddy?
Yes.
I think they call them monkey fucks.
Hey, monkey fucks.
Big ol' hairy gorilla dad.
I want Donkey Kong to be my sugar diddy.
Yeah, I don't know if he makes really that much
sort
money.
Of wealth?
Hey, pays
does
you, pays
he
you
have
bananas.
Any...
Dude, he has Donkey Kong is rich as fuck. Yeah, he's got so many bananas. He's got a bunch of gator pussy.
The hell was that? Michael Jackson.
He's actually a banana. He's surrounded by gator pussy, actually.
Yeah.
Gussie and banana. The
what
best
more do you
form
need?
Of currency.
What Gussie. More do you need in life?
Much anything, really.
Do you guys ever watch our like out of context clips that we? Like,
yeah,
I've seen a couple of those. Yeah,
dude, those are fucking hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, shit, I completely forgot about us saying.
Yeah. Yeah. The worst part is like I'll go back to like try to find what video it's from, and then I'll watch the actual clip, and it won't make any more sense with the context.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Like,
it literally does not matter.
The thing is, weird.
The
more
context is shown.
The more and more podcasts we do, the more and more of like a blur it kind of becomes, just because we've done so many. It's just kind of like the natural course of things. So whenever I hear like a context, like if it's an out of context clip that was just our last podcast, I'll remember it. But
I remember
it's like 10 podcasts
said.
Ago. I'm like, I don't fucking remember saying that.
I remember.
Hmm. What do,
you remember? Do you remember the 21st podcast of the Goons?
No.
No.
I remember the 17th, though.
Everybody remembers that one. People can't stop talking about that one.
Yeah. It's number 17.
Well, number 17.
Somebody re-upload it, please, bro.
You
please.
Skipped it.
It's in the vault, pussy. It's in the vault.
It's in the pussy vault.
It's in the dark web.
You'll never hear it again, bitch.
It's on Epstein's Island. You'll find it.
I'm pretty sure it's still in a playlist of ours.
That's up for sale. Y'all can buy it.
Is it?
And our podcast comes with it.
Did I not private it, or did I just unlist it?
I think we just unlisted. I don't think we even privated it.
I don't even give a fuck anymore about nothing. I'm gonna
I don't give a shit.
I'm gonna turn myself.
I don't give
off
a hot
like a
damn.
Light switch.
We're just gonna start inviting really controversial people on our podcast.
Let's
just
get Michael Jackson on here.
Yeah,
I didn't know where you're going when you started with an M there. Thought it was gonna be a.
Let's get Tucker Carlson on the podcast.
That would actually be so sick as fuck, though.
That would be very entertaining. Ben Shapiro on.
Yeah,
let's get Alex Jones, Tucker Carlson, and Michelle Obama.
<There's>,
that would not
bro,
be good.
Dream blunt rotation right there.
And then Dream too.
Holy shit.
And also Dream.
Bro, have you seen Michelle Obama's back? She is built like a tank, my
what?
Boy.
Why would I ever see her back?
There was, yeah, what
it,
she
I've
was,
never
there was
hit
a,
it from behind with the, her. I don't.
Oh, you're missing out.
The only front.
There was a picture of her wearing
BJ
like
from
her
one time, and that was it.
I'm trying to talk about Michelle Obama's back, McNasty.
Okay, go ahead, babe.
Obama back.
Go ahead, babe.
No, she's built like a truck, dude. Like she's got that like football like refrigerator build, and it's hot.
She kind of looks like a linebacker.
A line blacker.
Actually, I almost didn't wasn't say that. Kidding. She is shredded from behind.
Yeah, she's like I remember when she was when Obama was in office. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's got like dimples on her back.
Have you ever seen Obama without a shirt? He's got like really like tuggable nipples.
Tuggable.
Like I just want to like lightly just pluck them, you know.
I just want to
like
drink some
a,
cookies and cream.
I
want to
play through the fire and the flames on him.
Like picking a ripe daisy out of a field.
You'll be pushing up daisies if you mess with my Obama.
Who are you?
Is there any pictures of Trump shirtless? Is that a thing?
That sounds terrifying.
Oh, God. I hope not. When Obama was in office, I remember Michelle Obama was like the epitome of like fitness and shit, so.
Yeah, she took this soda out of schools.
Dude, yeah, fucking Tuesdays at my school, we got hot dogs and nachos, and I was pissed.
And then this bitch shows up,
and this fucking whore, and then it's and all lettuce!
You just get salads. Salads and celery. celery hot dogs.
They started making us drink tap water and eat a block of fucking tofu.
So this is all I found of shirtless Trump. He has actual tits.
That's not real.
No, it's not. That definitely isn't.
That's Yacht Rock. Not real.
I mean, that's probably what it looks like.
Squishmallow.
Squishmallow. Bro, no way he's actually had all these fucking removed from the existence of the world.
I mean, I wouldn't doubt it.
He actually has titties. Whoever that man is, those are actual.
Yeah,
breasts.
No, that guy's actually like those are. You could get sustenance from those.
Is it possible for men to produce milk?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, a kid I met on a cruise had little milky nipples, so that was...
How do you know that?
Why'd you say a kid you met?
What? Yeah. I'm just a little tiny boy.
I was like 16, 17. He was also around 16, 17.
Mm-hmm. That's what they all say, Blarg. Blarg was on a fucking cruise to Epstein's Island.
Yeah, that's what EDP said.
Yep. Yeah, I was 25 and I just walked up to a random 16-year-old last one.
Show me the milk and nipples, boy.
No, he could like I don't know. I don't think it was milk. I don't think you could like drink it, but it, like a little liquid came out of him.
And yeah,
what
I
mean, the fuck? How do you get on that topic of conversation?
Men still have nipple ducts.
If your body has. I think estrogen is what produces milk.
Yes,
I'm pretty
estrogen
sure.
is the mommy milk.
No, so if you're high in estrogen, you can produce milk as a...
It's a cow.
As a
burl.
Yeah, you have to have a cow inside of you.
Cows produce milk.
As a burl. Yeah, he was an almond. He had almonds in his boobs.
Hey, out of context clips, there's another one.
He had almonds in his boobs.
The context is worse.
That Blar, Twitter that posts
the
these, there's
of conversation.
One. Yeah, did you say like,
you know,
hey,
he
squeeze your tits?
He just showed us all.
Oh.
No, just,
so that's like a party trick for you.
So
that's like an icebreaker.
Yeah, he walked up, like, "Hey, look what I can do with my tits."
No,
please
like
me.
It just doesn't in an interview.
I can't remember how.
What's
how
your
it
greatest strength?
Happened,
well,
yeah.
I could breastfeed as a man.
If anyone's ever needed an emergency breastfeeding, I got you.
There was probably like 2 calories in there. There was not enough for like a good milkshake.
Yeah, for it to actually
you know?
Be like
you get half a
usable.
Calorie from licking a doorknob.
Or your phone.
I thought your phone was like 3 calories. Was that your laptop screen?
You know it takes 1.8 million pieces of paper to get 2,000 calories?
I actually didn't know that off the top of my head.
On
no,
the paper
I
so we should continue to chop down all the trees in existence. Got you.
Yeah, slice them up in a paper.
And eat them all. Like a little
slice
beaver.
Open a baby.
If you used paper as bread, you could pretty much be on keto.
True.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'd rather just not be on keto.
You can make a grilled cheese with some printer paper.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah, baby.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
What you guys been doing?
Fucking.
That's a lie.
How was the Car Bomb concert?
Super. Oh, it was fun. It was really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Blarg, how was the car bomb?
You would ask about the car bomb concert.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for taking an interest in what you were doing over the last few days. My apologies. Sorry, guys. Won't happen again. I'm going to.
How was the ass pounding?
They are an insane fucking band, dude. Like, their music is all over the place.
Oh,
what do they do? What's their, like, main genre or whatever?
It's metal, but it's like. It's like Meshuggah and Deftones on cocaine.
That sounds lit.
Yeah.
So it's like fast Meshuggah?
I mean, it's not all
but
like
then
fast.
Very slow.
Yeah.
It'll be like...
I mean, I don't even know how the fuck you would even begin to like read that. It's all over the place.
It sounds like freeform
jazz.
Though.
They're definitely unique. It's like metal.
It's literally
freeform jazz.
Freeform metal. It is. It literally exactly. is.
There you go. That's their genre.
It's fucking
what is
sick,
this?
Though.
What is the singing like? Is it like screaming?
It's screaming sometimes, and then they have some clean vocals. Mm-hmm. But it's pretty cool.
I feel like they'd be really fucking cool to see in concert. I like seeing just crazy ass like musicians just going fucking ham. Even if I'm not a huge fan of the music, like I definitely will not put Car Bomb on in the car while I'm just going for a little Sunday.
While
drive.
You're bombing.
All right.
Alright.
No, I will not.
Yeah,
do
that. Said that. Alright.
They their lighting that they had at the show was really cool because even as like crazy as their music is, the
RGB?
Lights. Yeah, the RGB.
Just RGB light strips.
One single keyboard strip. Behind them.
The RGB was still all synced up to their shit, which was crazy to me.
Wait, they actually had RGB. I was just joking.
Flashing light.
I mean,
yeah, they
like,
don't
I mean, it's
the stage
yeah.
lights.
Yeah,
I mean,
stage
I'm sure there was
big
red,
RGB.
Green, and blue lights. I'm sure those were on the stage. Yeah,
yeah.
So, I thought stage lighting was usually just white.
No.
I don't know.
You ever been to a concert?
We've talked about this a lot of times. Never been to a concert.
Okay, when we meet up, we're taking Shut McNasty up. To his Shut first up. Concert.
Dude, we should do that like this
Let's
weekend.
Take him to the Wiggles live.
We should go this weekend.
The Wiggles on ice.
Live.
You're going to love it.
With guns, yeah.
The Wiggles on ice. That would make
me
calm.
The Wiggles do a drive-by in the hood.
Are the Wiggles still a thing, actually? Before we
Dude,
get them all
I don't know,
up?
Blarg. Is fruit salad still a thing?
Yummy,
what kind of question
yummy.
Is that?
Yummy, yummy.
Yummy.
You're right. What an inappropriate question. Yummy's not here. Of course they're still around. No way we'll get rid of them. We'll get rid
fruit
of taxes
monkey.
Before we get rid of the Wiggles.
Yummy, yummy.
You ever watch like the SpongeBob iceberg videos?
Nope.
No.
SpongeBob is going to be around after humanity's wiped out. Just saying.
I believe that.
What is your like? What do you have to back that finding?
I heard in the video from a guy that I don't know and I've never seen before in my entire life say that there's so much SpongeBob memorabilia. In the world, that it will outlast all of humanity.
Oh, probably the same thing with Pokemon, then.
Unless we get, like, a fucking quasar just blast us, like, something like that.
Oh, you mean unless
we'll
we all
the,
just get wiped out, like, the whole
we'll
planet disintegrates?
The molecular levels of SpongeBob will put back together.
SpongeBob
Life
ash.
Will find a way.
SpongeBob always regenerates.
You know what I found out the other day?
He will rebuild.
A crazy space thing that happened, in September of last year, there was a 90-meter asteroid that almost hit us, and we had no idea until the day after it flew past us.
That happens all the time, though. That's like not anything crazy.
But this one
I
was...
I mean, 90 meters is pretty big. That one's definitely... I remember reading about that.
Yeah, the reason we couldn't
that
see
is
because
scary.
It was coming from the direction of the sun, so we couldn't see it.
Oh.
But it passed halfway the distance between us and the moon. That's how close it was.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's actually scary.
That's pretty scary. I mean, 90 meter definitely wouldn't be like Kapui World.
Depending on where it hit, it would. Yeah, no, it wouldn't blow the world up. But
it would definitely like fuck some shit up.
Kapui, it would hit
a small city.
It would probably do more damage if it landed in the ocean.
There was actually a map, an interactive map of like when that happened. You could like put it in a random spot in the world and see like how much damage it would roughly do. I don't know if it worked for the ocean. But yeah, I don't think it was anything like absurd if I remember correctly. But
I watched.
Do you remember that asteroid that like flew through Russia and it kind of like it didn't really kill anybody, but it just like exploded a bunch
so
of windows
bright,
and shit.
The bright
light that was 15 meters.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I mean, well, there's what is the there's another what is the other one in Russia that like literally took down that entire forest and barely killed anybody because it was like so far north. That just nobody lived there is in like Siberia.
I have no idea. I didn't hear about that.
It is like, bro, it is literally like the most famous asteroid ever.
Sputnik.
God, I can't remember. It's gonna bother. Putin. Yeah, Sputnik came back. The satellite came back and blew up the world.
Hemorrhoid.
Yep, hemorrhoid cream. Hemorrhoid cream from space.
What's the difference between an asteroid and a hemorrhoid? Go.
I
don't know. I wouldn't even know where to start. They're so similar,
asteroid,
really.
Asteroid, hemorrhoid.
The exact same thing. Debunked. Yeah. Live on the Goons podcast.
Asteroid.
Why are they all hemorrhoids and not herroids?
Cancel hemorrhoids.
That's a better question. Come on now.
Cancel hemorrhoids.
We need Bill Nye for that one. I don't think we have the capabilities.
They themroids.
Themroids.
Hey, I mean,
I do
that's,
not want themroids.
That's the pace that we're on. Pretty soon we'll cancel hemorrhoids. Let's go.
Yeah, why is it always, that would be why is it always a useful. Pimple and not a prostitutal?
Bro, I hate that I laughed at that.
We're on some big brain shit.
Okay, it took you guys a good like 3 seconds to get that.
I was pondering it. That took some deep pondering to really figure out the complexities of what you said.
Can there not be a female pimp, though? Has that never happened?
Well, I mean,
Michelle Obama.
I don't think they're smart enough.
No, that's
okay.
True.
That's a good
they
point,
are a
actually.
Dumb race.
Yeah, thank you for pointing that out. And the 1% of females that listen to us have just left. We are back to a boys' club.
Let's go.
No, they're not smart enough to leave.
Okay. And you're really doubling down on that one.
Yeah. Get it, girls are dumb.
Actually, I think they usually tend to stick around when they're being mistreated, so I think we're actually helping keep the female audience here.
Girls, you got a stupider.
This is a damn Daniel moment if there ever was one.
This is absolutely a damn Daniel moment.
Top 10 damn Daniel moments. You're 100%
moments. Correct.
Number one. This is one of them.
Out of context, Goons clip right there. Right
number
there.
Hump.
Stop. Stop.
Four humps this time.
Bam, 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 bam.
Hump your neighbor. Who's
vacuuming in my house?
Somebody is vacuuming your house? You don't know who they are?
Probably my dog or something.
What?
Your mom?
Dog. He said dog.
What's the difference?
A dog has more hair.
And
that's not funny. That's not funny.
Nasty mama.
You don't talk about McNasty like that.
You ain't never seen
I have not
mama
seen
McNasty.
Your mom. McNasty, you is your mom. Is your mom a nice woman?
She's a she-wolf.
Yeah, she's pretty cool. You guys talked to her that one time, remember?
Oh, yeah.
I know, but is she, visually. Would you bang your mom?
No, I would not bang my mom, no.
All right.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Why are smart businesses graduating to NetSuite by Oracle? Because NetSuite eliminates the expense of multiple business systems by consolidating your operations together into one. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one platform and one source of truth. NetSuite reduces IT costs because it lives in the cloud with no hardware required, so you can access it from anywhere. You cut the cost and headaches of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. Bringing all your major business processes into one platform improves efficiency, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. You'll see how you'll profit with NetSuite, too. And now, by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Just go to netsuite.com/podcast25 for more information. That's netsuite.com/podcast25.
Meeting of the minds.
I would bang Dude's mom.
There.
I knew it was coming in my direction.
I don't even know what she looks like.
I knew it was coming over here. I was just sitting here quietly waiting for it.
There wasn't even like a leading up to that. I was just like, yeah, I want to bang Dude's mom.
It was the fact that a mom was mentioned. That's it. Uh-huh.
He just sits there twiddling his fingers waiting for his mom to get
pounded.
I want
to shave your mom's legs.
I'm sure she'd appreciate it. Who are you talking about? Mine? Or his?
I was just talking.
Oh, okay.
Just in general, just into the ether.
Yeah, I was just speaking that.
I
want to
shave a mom's legs out there somewhere.
I'm sure some mom out there is like, yeah, I'm down to let the goons shave my legs. We could all do it. We could all grab a part of the leg.
There is probably a mom out there that would let all of us fuck her at once.
Oh, for sure.
And that's weird. I think a mom would let us do that. I wouldn't do it.
We could like. Make her another mom, like re-mom her up, and then we could
Goon's
all be
mom.
Dad.
Re-mom her up.
Just a re-up. Get a re-up on pregnancy real quick, and then just
That would be like a crazy, like, I feel like it'd be like a TLC show. Four dads, one mom.
I thought you were going to say like a crazy podcast episode. Like it would all be worth it too, if we got one single episode out of
it. Just birth a child for one podcast episode.
Bang. Somebody's mom.
Yeah. TLC. I don't like when you moan, Soup.
I do. Why? Shut up, McNasty.
I'm
kind of
into it, actually.
Let it happen.
I don't know.
Oh.
That's funny. I like that one. That one's funny right there, y'all.
I was going to ask you guys, my toes tingle. I saw somebody doing something exciting out of us. Well, not that exciting, but for our standards, exciting. And I can't remember which one of you it was.
Oh,
and
wait,
now
what?
I can't remember
what?
To ask.
Out of us?
Somebody did
the
something
fuck
exciting.
You talking about that, yeah?
I can't remember which one of you it was, but somebody had something cool going on. And I meant to ask them about it today, but I forgot about it. They like posted on Twitter or Instagram or something, and I cannot remember.
I pooped a really big turd.
I have something cool going on.
Okay, what do you have going on, Soup? And you can tell us about your turd later. Okay.
I'm playing a show in Augusta, Georgia.
Oh, hell yeah.
Bro, you think everyone from the Masters is going to stop
Augusta's
by?
Augusta's Gloop?
That would be nice. We're playing in a parking lot for free behind a tattoo parlor, I think.
That sounds sketchy
as fuck. Actually sounds fucking... Why? That sounds sick. I feel like those are always, like, the best shows where they're just in the most random place. Like, have you guys ever been to a house show?
I wouldn't know.
He hasn't.
I've watched videos of them, and they look like a lot of fucking fun.
House shows are the most fun fucking shit ever. So there's just one person having a fucking panic attack about their grandma's lamp that's there, and then everyone else is just smashing beer bottles off their TV and shit. It's just a great, horrible idea to host, but
like,
fun as hell.
Massive... Big arena shows like Metallica are fucking sick to go see, and like all the pyro and the fireworks and all that shit is awesome. But like the smaller the venue, sometimes those shows can be fucking bangers as well.
Yeah, because
it's,
like,
it's a totally different vibe.
Yeah,
you get to interact with the band like directly. You're like literally fucking in their stage essentially, because there is no fucking stage. Whereas like Metallica or someone big, like you're going there to watch the production value that they now have, right?
Yeah.
So, but there's a lot of big bands that still play in like little tiny fucking dive bars and shit. Like, members of, I think it was, it might have been Pink Floyd. I can't remember. Some of the members, obviously, you know, not all of them, went and played in like this little tiny pub and like didn't tell anybody. People were just rolling up.
That was the Beatles.
Going in for their drinks. No, it was not the Beatles. Beatles
fucking
did that on like
Danny
a
Carey from Tool. He goes and plays drums in like small places. Like he played at like a fucking basketball game for a high school or some shit recently. He got arrested afterwards.
What?
Hold on. What did he
what did he do
at the high school?
I think somebody was talking shit to him afterwards and he wasn't going to take it.
But punched a 17-year-old in the mouth.
I don't know what happened, so I'm not going to speak on it, but he did get arrested.
Well, what else would he get arrested for? Calling him an idiot? Like, fuck you, dude. Oh, you're arrested.
I think it was like, I don't know.
Drug paraphernalia?
I'm not even going to try and guess, but yeah, he does small shows. But that's pretty cool.
The arrested part's probably not that cool, but the rest of that's pretty cool.
He probably gets so bored because Tool never fucking does anything.
They tour. They play shows. You just never see them because they don't allow people to film them.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah. Like, they've never released... I don't think they've never released, like, an official, like, live video of any of their performances.
That's stupid.
Weird.
They don't even let people, like, film?
I'm pretty sure you're not supposed to. They say no phones.
And there's probably people who sneak
people
it
do
in.
It for sure. Yeah.
I think I've seen a live thing of Maynard wearing, like, a fucking diaper or some shit.
Yeah, there's that one where they play sober back in, like, the 90s or something. But other than that, I don't think there's much of anything. I mean, obviously fans still sneak shit in.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Yeah, they want you to pay attention to the music, bro.
Yeah, but I feel like that's almost like a resume for people to come see your show. Like, if they watch a show on YouTube and they think, like, holy fuck, this band looks crazy good live.
Yeah, it's Tool.
Tool.
Fucking promotion.
Yeah, Tool is—they're very different in the way they do things. Like their
music
wasn't on, any streaming platforms until like 3 years ago.
Spotify.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when you mentioned that you couldn't film there, I was not even an inch of me was surprised.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Some fucking Tool would do.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, it's dumb, but still, it's like.
I feel like that's a tad pretentious.
Just Tool,
but hey, Tool. You know, you do you.
Yeah, I think they just, you know, they want people to fucking to pay attention to all the psychedelical
enjoy
art. Yeah,
enjoy the moment rather than just like being like, oh my god, I gotta get a good camera angle.
Yeah, like Maynard, their singer, he doesn't even stand at the front of the stage. He like stands in the back in like the dark.
Is he a ninja?
There's just actually in the green room with a really long cable.
Yeah. There's some amazing videos of him behind the drummer recently that they've taken. Like, I guess one of their like workers will like take a little quick like phone video. I know I just sounded like a 50-year-old when I said that, but
quick little cell phone video.
Yeah,
he was like picture on his phone.
He was like playing Jenga behind the drummer, and then. Yeah, and the drummer hit like a cymbal and all of his shit fell over. It was pretty funny. He also switched out his big stick that he hits like a massive fucking gong behind him with a big dildo, which is pretty funny.
Holy shit. Why wouldn't they want these recorded? If I saw that, I would be all over that show.
Well, yeah, they record those, but they don't record their actual like full performance.
It's regular. Like them acting normal.
I forget what fucking little seeny weeny shit band it was. I feel like it's Asking Alexandria back in the day when they were like completely fucked on drugs. I remember the drummer played a show with dildos. Like instead of drumsticks, just
that's
two
beautiful.
Dildos.
That's yeah, rad.
They were.
We should do the podcast with dildos.
Rough. I'm down.
Just put them on the mic the whole time.
Yeah.
This whole hour.
No sound.
Not even say a word. Just dildos on face cams.
Oh, well, I was thinking just having one in our ass, each one of us.
You guys don't?
I mean, they're actually...
You guys haven't been doing that?
Technically, a dildo with me right now. I have my Moby Huge next to me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, everything in the world gives off a little bit of sound. So, technically, the Moby Huge is contributing.
It makes a really good slapping sound.
Can we hear it?
Yeah, do it for the podcast.
I gotta go get it. It's like just far enough out of my reach. Hold on.
How much does it weigh?
70 pounds.
Holy dick.
True.
Oh, God. Good German Shepherd.
All right, I brought it over.
Give it a little whack for the Goons fans.
Yeah. All
right, give me a whack. Is that the sound of you setting it down?
Yeah, I just put it down on my floor. That's all that was.
Damn. Oh!
It's such a good smack. Like,
does it wiggle a lot when you do that?
Yeah,
like if I slap the tip, the whole thing will just like just wiggle around.
It's such a good slap sound.
It's so dense. The problem is the bottom is like sticky, like the balls are sticky.
Yeah.
So it sticks to the ground, so you can slap it as hard as you want, and it all do is just like wiggle back and forth. Like, you know, one of those, boxers used to use it, where it's like the bottom is weighted and you punch and it hits the ground, comes back up. It's like that, but a huge cock.
Mm. They should use those in the
NFL.
Like
a rock'em sock'em rope? Oh, what are they called? Oppo?
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right, hold on. I got to put it back down.
I think it's Boppo.
They need to use those in the NFL, like the practice tackle dummies.
Tackle the cock. They're just pushing tackle the dick cock, down the field.
Oh, no. I forgot why I don't pick it up. The bottom.
I think only the Raiders would do that.
The bottom is sticky of the cock for reasons that I'm not aware of, makes it worse. But yeah, it's a really sticky wiener.
Mm.
So
you need to set your mic up with it and record some slapping sounds and use them in your videos.
Yeah,
send them to me.
They're actually quality slapping.
I want
sounds.
Some good. Mm-hmm. I want
yeah,
some
you,
good slaps.
You should upload like slap MP3 videos.
Uh huh.
Just turn it into a sound effect
cock.
Channel.
Yeah, rebrand as nothing but a channel that slaps a Moby Huge around. Nothing else. No other content from me.
I'm sure I know the answer to this already, but has it ever actually been used?
Like, me?
In general, is it capable of being consumed?
I'm actually going to look it up
probably
right now.
Probably not.
Maybe
I can't destroy
it. Dude, it is absurdly large. But
it's probably wider than anybody's hips.
I've seen a man's it's not that wide. I've seen a man's head go into the in a pussy.
Yeah, I've seen that one
about,
too.
It's about the width of a head.
Holy dick!
Mm.
Moby.
Is it the width of a baby? I know that's a weird question because it's a dildo, but
bro, no way you couldn't find something else to like
jam
like
in your
a watermelon. Moby Huge being used. I'm going to look for this.
Yeah, I've literally only ever seen it in meme context.
Moby Huge is bulletproof?
Probably.
Wait, what? Holy shit. You should totally test that. Why didn't we test that when you should have brought it on the plane with you here?
Bro, how much? I don't even know how much
this carry-on bring would be. A carry-on. You're just like stuffing in the overhead compartment or whatever.
Yeah, can you imagine? Can you imagine you open up the upperhead compartment and so just a massive cock just falls out on the plane?
Boom! Just lands on you.
Yeah, puts a hole on the plane.
I would buy two tickets and then like seat it next to me.
Oh my god! I'm watching somebody use a Moby Huge right now.
Yeah, I don't want to see that. Reactions.
Link.
I'm good. I don't want to see
that. Dude, no way. They're like asses falling out.
That kind of stuff makes my stomach sick.
No, that's actually like putrid.
I kind of want to like do a video of me shooting it to see if it's bulletproof.
Well, I mean, you can get them on Amazon. There's two more after I bought my. I'm getting off this page.
How much did you pay for that?
$800 before shipping.
Bro,
holy fucking
yeah!
Shit.
It was like $1,000 after shipping and taxes and all that, and it was just the best use of money I've ever spent. Really, you know what's even funnier though?
Why does it give you like tax advice or something?
I was just gonna say
no. It is a tax write off though because I used it in videos. I've used it in bits. I just used hilarious. It here.
I really so, yeah, hope that you tax get. Write-off. I really hope you get audited this year and you have to explain to the IRS your purchase.
I want Justin Trudeau to personally come over to my house to check out to make sure that I actually purchased that and put it in video.
And that it's been used. Yeah.
You know what I found out the other day? That is statistically proven that the IRS audits rich people like four times less than poor people.
Really?
Yeah. Why would they even need to audit?
What are you auditing a poor person for?
Most poor people have their taxes have taken out automatically.
If they have
bad, it's probably just a funny moment.
It is IRS funny moments.
That is a bit of IRS funny moments. They do a little trolling.
Yeah.
Huh.
That is very bizarre. I mean, I've only known one person, like one YouTuber that's been audited.
Really? I'm probably going to get audited. It's my first year of making like good YouTube money. I bought a shit ton of write-offs.
I mean, so did I, but like...
Like, at least half of my income in my first year was write-offs.
Okay, that's fucked.
Well...
Yeah, that's...
that right, yeah, well, it's because I was buying guitars and stuff, too, but I was actually using guitar. Like, I was playing guitar in videos and doing it on stream and stuff.
Yeah?
So it was a full write-off for me. Yeah. I was just, like, getting my whole computer set up together and, you know.
This guy's just trying to back himself up for the IRS. They're going to look into all your stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to send them... 3727 on podcast 75 or whatever. Like, listen.
Here's my explanation.
I don't have your actual receipts.
I promise I'm telling the truth.
Yeah.
You fellas should do yourself a favor and also get yourself a Moby Huge to write off.
Honestly, I might just have to.
I don't do visual stuff though.
I'll put it behind me for Omegle videos, so I feel like I fit in on the website a little bit better.
McNasty, you could literally put it in your Instagram story and it's a write off. Like, that's part of your branding.
Oh, yeah, but how do I explain it to my grandparents when they come over?
What? Your grandparents, your accountant?
Oh, what, you're going to be like, why the fuck is you down digging in your office?
Oh, yeah, I showed my dad, just said, hey, dad, here's my cock. And he said, you're an idiot. How much was that? And I said, I'm not telling you. He said, that's probably for the best. And then that was it.
I probably think you're a raging queer.
You could just put like a hat on it and draw a little smiley face on it.
I did use it as a hat rack for a while until I went to South Carolina and I actually needed my hats. So I put my rubber monkey on it.
You know, I'm gonna buy one right now.
Full of sand. All right, and then
you convinced me, Blarge.
But the problem is, I don't know what happened. Some sort of chemical reaction between the monkey and the cock happened, and it literally melted the monkey's ass and he started leaking sand all over the cock and floor.
What the fuck is this? Obama shrimp magnet?
Link? I'm sorry. Link?
It sounds like Obama. Some random shit we'd say in a session.
Obama shrimp magnet.
It's a real thing.
I'll take your entire stock.
No, they can't sell it to me because I'm Canadian.
Oh, that's lame. I want to buy one of those. Add to
it's
cart.
Waterproof, UV resistant, and easy to apply.
Scroll down. Do you see where it says buy it with? Buy it with the fish from SpongeBob. And this man ate my son, and I think it's Ted Cruz.
Yeah, it is.
What the fuck?
Other retards bought these items with this.
That is Ted Cruz, yep.
There's a corn dog vinyl sticker decal for a window. Funny lobster crab claws.
I'm going to get it. Oh, soup. I'm going to order you a big old sticker. What's the biggest size they have this in?
There's an anime Trump magnet. Dude, I need to start going on Amazon more.
Oh, there's a male pelvis model where you can see like the balls and the dick and
all. Amazon like has went downhill. Like they I feel like they used to not allow just bullshit, and now they're
they allow fucking whatever.
It's like the floodgates have opened.
Yeah, pretty much.
Kim Jong-un,
50 pack of mini rubber duckies.
So, AFC can you DM me your address?
What are you sending me?
A sticker that I think you would really, really enjoy.
I think I see the sticker you're talking about.
That tastes like chili and hot dogs and
cheese. Is it blue and red?
It's blue.
Oh, there's a black baby.
Okay, nope, not the same.
Black baby.
Why'd you sound so offended by that?
I think I'm going to buy this sticker for myself. Look at that.
It's real. It's a donkey copter.
Can we just tweet these from
Goons?
That's
a fucking Reddit meme.
Yeah, who has the Goons Twitter? Just tweet these images with no context.
Israel.
Follow
donkey
us
copter.
On Twitter, by the way. What is it? Goons PC?
Yep. There you go.
Follow our Twitter.
Here's a good
Goons
sticker.
PC.
Proud liberal.
Proud liberal.
Why did you send us a
I could see
baby?
That on the back of a like a Tesla or something.
I don't know. Because Elon make Tesla.
We need to start using our
not Tesla. What
our,
was I thinking of?
Twitter account.
A
more.
Prius, not a Tesla.
We're lacking with our Twitter.
What have you is ever this seen Israel sticker? And why are all these stickers sunscreen? What does that mean? I'm gonna put the Israel sticker on my face so I don't get a sunburn.
It looked like a movie huge, but it didn't pop up.
Really?
Yeah, Moby Huge.
Moby
is it
huge.
Called Moby Huge?
Oh my god, what the fuck is this?
Speaking of goons, you should use code goons on GSUPs.
I looked up Moby Huge and I found
an
image
popped up
of,
for me too.
Mommy milkers depositing cum into a basket.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
What the hell is that?
It's incense.
I'm gonna go to my recent purchases and I'll find it there.
Yeah, link it to me. It's probably like, because it's an adult item, it's probably not popping up. I've kind of always wanted these, like, one of these little fat seal pillows.
Why?
No, they're just funny looking.
I really want to just decorate my house with cursed shit.
Just a bunch of dumb stuff.
It's like a meme museum.
You have a 55 gallon drum of WD-40. You can use that as a
holy
decoration.
Shit.
Why does it say I haven't ordered anything in the last 3 months? I literally have a huge cock next to me.
What are you doing with 55 gallons of WD-40?
I don't
Fixing
know.
Every doorknob in America? Holy shit.
It's fucking $1,400.
Oh my god. That is insane.
Oh, it put me on Amazon fucking UK. That's why I couldn't find the fucking Moby Huge.
Oh, what the fuck?
Why
are you in a VPN
yours?
Right now?
No. There we go. It's called the Sex Flesh Moby Huge 3 foot tall Super Dildo 1 count. It was $1,012.
What the fuck? Why isn't that much more expensive?
No. There's 3 more in stock. Oh, it went down in price so much. What the fuck?
Send them right now, y'all.
Bro, I made a mistake.
Profit loss.
Send it right now, y'all.
Profit loss on the Moby Huge.
I want this so bad. I'm going to buy this
it's
right now.
It's 3 feet tall?
Damn.
Yeah, it's 3 feet tall.
Look at this pillow.
Oh, is it the fucking... I have that one.
Yeah, you're putting...
Mine's like sequenced, so you can like put all the things down, and then it's black, and then you like...
That's funny.
Swipe it all up, and it's that guy.
Oh, dude, I found the perfect fucking shirt for you, dude.
Me?
Actually, McNass, you can buy the big black cock. That one's probably an extra half foot. Yeah. I heart cock. I actually bought Smitty a hat that says that. Oh, cocktails. I didn't buy that.
Thanks, McNasty.
I heart cock.
You're welcome, babe. You're welcome, bro.
I'll take one in black, please.
Look at my fucking... Look what you did to my browser!
What?
What happened to Bowser?
No, my browser. I use fucking Opera GX, and it like, if you were recently shopping, it'll, like, save your cart, and now there's just fucking proud liberal Israel donkey helicopter, a black baby, an Obama shrimp, and a camera.
We're definitely on a watch list. You ever like look at this shit and like you just know there's someone that works at your ISP's headquarters is just like monitoring what's going on, and they're like, what the fuck?
100%, yeah.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Why are smart businesses graduating to NetSuite by Oracle? Because NetSuite eliminates the expense of multiple business systems by consolidating your operations together into one. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one platform and one source of truth. NetSuite reduces IT costs because it lives in the cloud with no hardware required, so you can access it from anywhere. You cut the cost and headaches of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. Bringing all your major business processes into one platform improves efficiency, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. You'll see how you'll profit with NetSuite too. And now, by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Just go to netsuite.com/podcast25 for more information. That's netsuite.com/podcast25.
Yeah, fucking, I think it was, I want to say Google? They used to have this big fucking thing in their headquarters that used to just show random Google searches happening, like, live. And it wouldn't like, show any, like, information about who was Googling it. It would just show that it's being processed.
Oh, my
and
God.
And every once in a while, it would bug out, and, like, they usually had, like, a filter against, like, profanity or, you know, sexual stuff. And apparently used to bug quite often, and there'd just be like something on the big old monitor. It says like fat black cocks and stuff like that.
You know, like, what I was thinking of? I don't think I can buy a Moby Huge because my little brother comes over here all the time.
So?
Okay. Use it as a hat rack.
He's put not
a blanket. Just throw a blanket over it.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you mean?
I guess I have, but he'd be like curious. Be like, look under it.
Say, there's a nightmare under there. The devil lives under that.
He could just look down. He has a wiener. He's not going to be like, oh my God, and then shoot himself. He's not like. It's a penis. Nasty. When you were 9, you were probably already looking at boob PNGs on the internet.
I was. On Booble. Remember?
No.
I do remember. Yeah. We actually talked about this. We fucked the servers for that website whenever we talked about it.
We did?
Like, yeah, I remember people were saying that it went down after we posted the podcast.
What the fuck? That's hilarious. Anytime we mention a website, people were just like rushed to it immediately.
YouTube.com/thedo.
No, not that one. People be like, ew, that sounds gross.
G-Subs, Code Goons.
True.
G-Subs website. Let's take them down.
Code Goons.
Yep.
Let's crash their website. Let's ruin their servers.
Let's pee in their butts.
Thousands.
Show me your genitals.
Should I get the black one?
Genitalia.
You should get the black cock. I have the peach cock, so if we leak together, we can end racism right there with our cocks.
Oh, yeah. Black one's cheaper too.
That seems weird. Something about that's weird.
And it's prime too, so it'll be here on Friday.
Yeah, mine was prime too. It showed up while I was gone, and Danielle couldn't even like get it into the house. Gosh, like, there's just a 70-pound box.
There's probably like decrepit old people like getting medicine shipped to their home, like that just can't. Or they're immobile and can't like leave their house. And we're using like FedEx workers' time and money to send massive oversized cocks to our house.
Absolutely. Their medication's gonna be a day late because some guy on the internet ordered a huge cock.
Eat shit, grandma.
Yeah, my neighbor down the street's currently having a heart attack while the Amazon guy's delivering me a giant cock.
That's a dream, really. Just kill grandma with a cock.
Geico hump.
Already done.
I don't know which one of those to dissect more.
A frog? Like
a school.
A pig ant. Fetus?
Did you guys ever dissect?
Yeah. A frog. Yeah.
I never did.
It was awful.
I did a frog. I did a shrimp.
Shrimp? I dissect shrimp all the time. My
stomach. Funny. Yeah, what the fuck? Literally I feel like I dissect shrimp like once a week.
Yeah, literally every time you make them, you have to do it.
That's what's fun. Science!
I know if you went to like the more advanced like ology classes, you would end up dissecting
ology?
A baby pig.
Ology class.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. Because I was going to say biology, but I know like after that you go to something else. I just don't know what it was.
Danielle has dissected some crazy shit in fucking university. I don't know why she had to dissect stuff. I guess it somewhat makes sense. She had a neuroscience degree and they had to like do brain stuff with people's brains. But they also like dissected like cats. Like,
yeah, I was
going to
say I've heard
animals.
About people doing cats.
Like, why a cat? What could we possibly learn from cutting a cat in half?
I don't know. Maybe you want to be
or
a vet.
Or why they're such little assholes.
And you want to be a chef?
Asianology class?
Oh, isn't that crazy though that like if you're dissecting you're dissecting an entire like all their memories and everything is in your hands if you're
yeah,
dissecting
you get to
a
just
human's
hold
brain
it, and you get
yeah.
to throw
and
it
you just squish it
80 years of somebody's experience. Well, I don't know how old they are when they harvest the brains for science and memes, but
I think it's probably just like random age.
Have you guys heard about whenever people have like other organs put in them from other humans that they will have their memories sometimes?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that is
never heard that. Like a brain transplant?
I don't. Hold on.
I don't think it was. I don't think it was a brain transplant. I think it was like
part
a
of a brain,
like a liver or something. It was something weird.
And they get.
Why would you get their memory? That doesn't make any sense.
I don't know, dude.
Hold on.
Logically, it doesn't make any sense.
I know exactly what he's.
I don't think
about.
It maybe
it's,
you maybe like part
you
of your brain.
No, but it'd be like muscle memories and stuff, like different aspects of what they did would come to your life, and like, I forget.
But isn't that all controlled with the brain? Like, I don't think muscle memory is actually controlled through your muscles.
No,
it is
a lot. No, it's well, kind of. It's a combination of both, right? Like it's your entire like nervous and you know muscular
yeah, I guess that's true,
system,
yeah.
Right? It's not just your brain because without
so if,
everything.
So like, if you like, if me and Steve Vai like traded hands, I could play like Steve Vai.
Uh huh.
I don't know if that's fully true, but he
I
would
think
have.
If you wear his glove, you can.
Oh yeah. Oh, if I get the pick of destiny, then
put that's there. Right.
True. Pick of destiny is the only way you can play good guitar.
True.
Yeah.
Dude,
so
Dude probably has that right now. It's
yeah,
like
he
the
does.
Lord of the Rings. Mm-hmm. He's like the world
so,
of control.
Yes, yes.
Go ahead, Blair.
So some dude got a liver transplant, like Soup said, and. He started taking the qualities of the person before. So, like, a lot of it was, like, dietary. Like, he craved avocados and stuff, something that he literally never ate before. And he started liking, like, barbecued foods that he didn't care for before. Like, just a bunch of random stuff like that, which kind of makes sense because, like, if you're giving a certain organ X amount of like sustenance, like it's getting this much sodium because this is what their diet usually has, this much protein, this much, like that organ is going to crave those things naturally, right? Like that seems to make sense. I don't know though. This is
what if it came from a really racist guy and then he hated other color skin colors?
All of a sudden
I think that's a taught thing
and
I don't
he
really
craves
think that's like
hatred
a...
No, it's stored in the organs.
Yeah, what if you get Hitler's liver?
Yeah, stored in spleen.
That probably wouldn't be very good.
I got a racist spleen.
A racist spleen. Sorry, I didn't mean to call you that. My spleen just made me say
up.
It.
Sorry, it's my spleen.
An overactive spleen.
Gives me Tourette's.
Get out of my country. Oh, shit, my spleen.
That's so dumb.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. Epic.
Goons moments.
That is a
leave a like
that
for that
a
one.
Goons.
Leave a like
for a racist spleen.
Download the Spotify podcast 40 times.
Yeah, download on Spotify for that one.
Yeah.
Download a bot to listen to us on repeat so you boost our numbers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think for we're actually one. Allowed to say that, dude. I'm pretty sure we
don't do what I just
don't
said.
Don't do that.
Don't.
Enabling dishonest behavior.
Oh, wait.
It's a joke.
I didn't mean it.
Yeah. Sure, all of that. So what did you tweet earlier that made me upset?
What did I tweet earlier?
The guy. You tweeted that old guy with the fucking little sun tattoo around his nipple. The guy that puts suction cups on his tits.
Oh, yeah, that guy's awesome.
I fucking hate
that
guy.
That's just Dew's grandpa.
Uh-huh.
Wait, is that his name? Norman Summerton?
Dew's grandpa.
That sounds made up.
Dupa. Yep.
Norman. Norman.
Grand Dew.
Duma and Dupa.
My God, that is him. Dude, I hate that he makes his tits big.
Why do you care, man? He's just doing... That's his truth.
He's just living his life.
He got pig tattooed on his... Oh my God, I've never seen his wiener too.
Dude.
Look at his little wiener down there. It's like nestled in.
Oh my God.
I like how it just says slut.
It looks like such a normal old man from like the neck up.
What do you mean? He has pig tattooed on his forehead.
Oh. Well, I can't see that.
He literally has the word pig tattooed straight across the top of his head.
Dude.
What sort of mythical drugs does this guy take?
Imagine having to drop your kid off at your parents, watch him for the day, and it's just this guy. It's just Miss Talon's cuckold properly. honestly, I don't think he understands anything but tit suction.
Yeah, he has no idea what's going on in politics.
Dude, I just imagine that's the man that you have to care for in the nursing home. He's just like some little cuckold slut.
Imagine that being your mom's dad.
I'd be sick.
What do you think this guy talks about? Like, if you come over, what do you talk
probably
about?
Just sex all the time.
Like, what do you say to this guy? Hey, nice tits.
No way. He's famous for a poutine?
He
has a pig poutine.
Like, what the gravy fuck on is fries? That?
Like, you don't,
like a
poutine.
Like a teenager he just has, who like, shat himself?
Pulled pork in poutine.
Like, he just
isn't
has
poutine
like
gravy on fries
food?
With cheese?
Yeah, it's just like fries.
Wait, do you guys not know?
Isn't it?
I've had it.
Do you guys not know what poutine is? Yeah, poutine is fries, gravy, cheese curds.
Yeah,
and
I've
then
had,
you could put like
had duck poutine. Oh, you mean
yeah,
his
duck
own
poutine
actual
is delicious.
Brand?
Yeah, he's made. Oh. Apparently, he's made a poutine.
So this dude's face just, is like Uncle Ben on a box of like.
Yes,
poutine.
It
oh,
literally
my God.
Is. Look at this. What the fuck, dude. Where does he make the cheese from?
Oh my God.
He lactates it. He's the
I don't trust
the kid
this.
I met on the cruise, that's what he grew up to be. That's
I
him now.
I don't trust what the
feel
I don't
old
trust
yet?
These
this
ingredients.
Is him now.
Why is he 80 and you're only like 20 something?
He's aged violently due to the tit suction.
That'll do it.
Benjamin Button.
Oh,
that's awful. I wish I regret that this exists.
He's
the new Uncle Ben, form. The new Aunt Jemima. It's him. It's Norm Summerton.
Ain't nobody ever taken him off of this bottle, though. No
can
shot.
We put him in the thumbnail? I think he'd be a good thumbnail.
I don't know if we might get our channel deleted.
Let's get him as a guest.
I
don't
love
think I'd want
to have him. No! How interesting would it be to hear this guy ramble about his tits?
I'd be down to have him on, like, the last 10 minutes. I don't know if I could do a whole hour.
I'm on for, like, 1/20th of the podcast.
Yeah.
All right, that's enough Norm. Wait, he's gone forever.
He talks at first, and we just kick him from the channel. Just, all right. He starts talking about his cock ring. All right, buddy.
I think our last episode needs to be Norm Summerton. The last
good
Goons
send-off.
Episode we ever do.
Yeah.
Have Norm Summerton. I wonder if that's his actual name. Like, where do you think he gets his income from? Like, he buys groceries.
Milk.
He probably makes his own. He's an productive human.
He probably has an OnlyFans.
Oh.
He self-sustains with his own titty cheese.
Oh. God, he makes me uncomfortable. I gotta
he's
get
probably
him off
the
my
CEO
mind.
Of Xerox.
What is Xerox?
I don't know.
Isn't that like, don't they print shit?
I think so.
This is Jeff Bezos in 15 years.
Yeah.
Okay,
just,
well, I'm uncomfortable looking
where
at
are
this.
They now?
So
me too. Delete them.
I'm going to put this image instead. Just give us something else to look at.
Oh, yeah,
up.
That's a lot better.
Can we tweet some of these off the Goons Twitter, please?
Sure. Tweet them all.
Can someone do a tweet where it's like, remember Jeff Bezos? This is him now.
Feel old yet, bitch?
I don't think we can have the one with his little cock in.
Yeah, be careful.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't even see a wiener. It's just like all...
It's all ball.
Like, it looks like a...
He needs to be suctioning his wiener, not his tits.
Yeah, it looks like a skin tag. There's not even like a...
a dick and ball situation.
I feel like I'm doing I spy, and there's just no dick, though.
Can dude, you spy
penis,
the little cock?
Penis pumps are horrifying. You guys ever looked into them?
No.
Not particularly.
I was curious. I was on vacation, and like I woke up in the middle of the night, and ridiculousness had just been
going
on the TV all fucking day.
God, no
and
more.
And then it was, I woke up at like 3 in the morning when they're playing like the really weird infomercials. And it was like it was like an infomercial showing off like sex toys and shit. And one of them was a penis pump. And I was like, what does it actually do? And so I got curious. And yeah, apparently it can make your dick bleed if you use it too much.
Why would you use it? What is it for?
I don't know. I guess it pumps your penis.
Is it, what is it an automatic fleshlight? Is it make it longer?
I think you use it like right before sex, for sure.
Why would you not just go use a pussy, perhaps? Or a man's ass, if you were gay? Why would you use a vacuum from Teletubbies to give you dome?
Dude, I don't know. It's definitely an interesting world.
Does it like make your dick bigger? Like, is that what it's supposed to do? Like, is it supposed to like promote more blood flow to your sausage?
Yes. It pretty much just like suctions the fuck out of your dick.
That sounds awesome.
I don't want that.
Yeah.
I'm okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like having a 2-inch penis.
There's no like Bluetooth cock rings that vibrate to your favorite song.
Oh, I know there's fleshlights and dildos, like machines that you can buy in combo, and
that's
you can like
be
send
my biography title.
You can send the dildo to your little e-girl, and you got your like fleshlight, and it'll like live react to what you're doing to it. So like if you're just going to town on your little fleshlight, it'll just pound and just making cake. Bluetooth or something. Internet, I don't know.
You really sound like an old man. Interwebs just send the signal over there.
A
to
really
the
long cable. Like
telephone,
when you got like two
carrier
cans
pigeon.
And you put the string.
You got a 2,000-mile Ethernet cable you gotta get installed.
Carrier pigeon?
No, did you ever try speaking with it?
Like the little Campbell soup can.
Yeah,
it never works.
Well,
you talking about the string?
I couldn't get it to work. No. Yes, that.
I wonder, why wouldn't it work? I feel like that...
Because the man makes you go with some hot sauce in your mouth.
Down syndrome, so...
I feel like you'd have to have it tight. I feel like that'd be the problem, because then you'd be able to actually...
There's no... What is causing your voice? Your voice?
Voice.
You know,
it vibrates down
vibration.
Well, vibration. It's literally just
that's
vibration.
That's how it works
anyway,
in any
capacity. It's how, like, you ever been to, like, a park, and they have, like, those tubes you talk it to, and, like, on the other side of the park, there'd also be a tube, and you could, like...
Yeah, well, my
friend.
Pet spider is here, so shut the fuck up.
You guys ever have grown tubes?
Grown tubes?
What are those?
That's the official name of those things.
What are
those? Like,
I always call them the yeows.
Did you? Hey,
you
Mom, can we go
store?
Get some meow?
Hey, you guys got any of those?
I call them a damn fucker. I call them a fucker.
You know what I always thought would be a good fleshlight as a child, but never used?
Thank you for changing the
thought. It's not any better. Those little, like, they look like sea cucumbers. They're like rubber toys, and they always have like little plastic, like, fish and stuff in them, and you just jam your fucking
finger
in there.
They just, like, roll forever.
I'm getting deja vu. I feel like we spoke on this before.
I feel like I've done this in a past life. Maybe in this life.
We probably have. I don't know. Every time we talk about literally fucking anything...
Maybe we changed livers with somebody
just
that fucked one of those.
Yeah, I think I got that guy's liver that fucked one.
Yikes.
That's
your mom.
That's
your dad.
What about my mom?
Gonna,
your uncle.
Gonna fuck her. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it.
Oh.
Fuck my mom. I'm gonna do it.
You're making me a horny. You're making my dick hard.
We'll do
You're making my dick hard.
I have to take a shit.
Okay, do you want to go take a shit? I'm going to eat a short rib after this. I got leftover short rib.
I'm
gonna,
I got a long
you are not
rib.
Touching any of my ribs, Blarg.
I got long ribs.
extra large rib hump.
Long rib is just the rib roast. You get either a ribeye or
gorilla ribs cooking.
When you roast a pig on Reddit.
Making fun
of I do not like you. I will be saying it again.
That's how you make ribs. You just roast a pig on Reddit.
You just call it fat and ugly and pink, stupid.
I don't know where to go from there.
This has been the Goons Podcast.
This has been
Hell on Earth.
Ben is in this podcast.
Live.
It's Ben.
Me when
1 hour since we started the podcast. Time to end it like on
when
Spotify.
When someone introduces me to Uncle Ben, this is Ben.
Wasn't Ben a slave?
Was
Aunt Jemima?
Which one was Aunt Jemima?
I don't know the history of food
mascots. Aunt Jemima was
mascots.
A syrup slave?
Wasn't Ronald McDonald a terrorist? I don't fucking know.
Somebody was a slave.
I think it was Aunt Jemima.
I think that's safe to say. Somebody was a slave.
It was probably Gremlin. Isn't that his name? Or Grimace?
I think it was
Tony the Tiger.
Tony the Tiger has a big, fat, oily butt.
It's been 1 hour since we did the podcast. Go like on Spotify and YouTube.
Download on Spotify. We must crush Coco Melon to death.
No,
with
seriously.
Our bare foot.
Mortal enemies. We've never spoken to them.
Bare foot. And record it. Put it on Vimeo.
Is Vimeo still real?
Put it on Daily Motion. Put it on VHS.
Daily Motion.
Live
Listen
leak.
To us on VHS this weekend only.
We're going to crush Coco Melon with our bare feet, but do it one frame at a time. Just pictures.
Stop motion
killing.
Stop motion Coco Melon baby foot crush.
First person to upload a stop motion of them crushing Coco Melon with their foot, I'll PayPal $100.
Someone's going to do it.
100%.
Be on the lookout.
All right, Blarg, do the outro. That's not my job. My job is just to sit.
I'll do the intro to the outro.
Let's all do some sort of intro or outro at the exact same time.
Okay.
Can we all do one outro, like one word of the outro at a time?
Yeah. All right,
that's fine.
All right. Well, how do we? You want guys? We gotta go in Discord order.
Yep.
So, yeah. Blarg.
Hold on. Thank you. Wait, that's two words. Thanks.
Wow.
You.
Come.
Humper.
Four.
We've said four words and we're already not even...
Go.
The sentence is
let
just
it
fucked.
Be,
Stop
McNasty.
Interrupting.
Let it
McNasty,
be. Let
you're
it be.
Ruining the outro.
God. All right. Well, let's start it over. Start it over.
Okay.
Thank.
You.
Lizard.
Man.
Four.
The.
Jewish.
Colonel Sanders.
Pizza.
Mom.
Fart.
Like.
Squillium.
Pod.
Come.
Listen.
Greece.
Majestical.
Nipple.
Pig.
Flapjack.
Butter.
Aunt Jemima's fat titties.
Thanks for listening to the podcast.
God, that was so dumb.
Please be sure to download on Spotify, like, and comment if you're on YouTube. Use code GOONS to buy some powder that'll fucking kill you, bitch.
Yeah, die!
Okay,
this
goodbye.
This is Ben.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.
Why are smart businesses graduating to NetSuite by Oracle? Because NetSuite eliminates the expense of multiple business systems by consolidating your operations together into one. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one platform and one source of truth. NetSuite reduces IT costs because it lives in the cloud with no hardware required, so you can access it from anywhere. You cut the cost and headaches of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. Bringing all your major business processes into one platform improves efficiency, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. You'll see how you'll profit with NetSuite too. And now, by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Just go to netsuite.com/podcast25 for more information. That's netsuite.com/podcast25.